Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon, self-censorship is doing the tyrant's work for him. By Robert Krajicek on July 23, 2021. Defensive self-censorship to evade leftist criticisms is doing the tyrant's work for him. Seth Dillon, CEO of the Babylon Bee, warned Breitbart News at Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida. There's a lot of people right now feeling so much pressure to self-censor, which is really just doing the tyrant's work for him, Dillon determined. Acquiescing to fear of cancel culture will facilitate an expansion of left-wing political censorship, he stated. Dillon urged young Americans at the summit to speak out against falsehoods pushed by the left in their personal and professional lives. There has to also be this uprising from people in their places of work, he said. Young professionals, students on their campuses, rather than doing the tyrant's work for him by censoring themselves. They have to be bold and speak the truth, push back on this nonsense and really assert their right to be in the workplace and to have the thoughts and views and conservative values that they have. He continued, if they don't do that en masse, then they're going to continue to feel this pressure to be silent and to keep their views to themselves. And as long as they do that, the left is going to continue to pummel us in the culture battle. I really think it's about boldness and speaking up. He noted the role played by left-wing fact-check organizations play, which deceptively market themselves as operating accurately and in good faith, in the broader apparatus of cancel culture censorship. Concerned Americans should speak boldly and speak truthfully to combat left-wing intimidation and cancel culture, Dillon held.